stabbing people at the Traverse City Walmart. Grand Traverse County Sheriff Michael Shea says the suspect stabbed 11 people, the incident starting near the checkout area of the store.
The suspect is a 42-year-old male. We believe he acted alone at this time. There is no information indicating there were additional suspects. It appears that these were all random acts. The weapon appears to be a folding knife.
In a statement, a Walmart spokesperson said violence like this is unacceptable. Our thoughts are with those who were injured, and we are thankful for the swift action of first responders. Problems for an American Airlines plane in Denver about to take off for Miami. CBS News Colorado's Kelly Werthman tells us all the passengers had to be evacuated.
American Airlines saying that this involved an aircraft tire. And according to DIA officials, six people were evacuated after that incident, and one of them was taken to the hospital with a minor injury.
The BBC's Hugo Bottego reports agencies are struggling to get humanitarian aid into Gaza.
Airdrops are controversial because a lot of people say they are very limited in terms of the number of people they help. The military also announced that humanitarian corridors are going to be created to allow the safe movement of UN convoys to deliver food and medicine. And this has been a concern raised by a number of aid organizations and UN officials, that it was simply too dangerous for these groups to pick up the food waiting at the border and distribute this aid.
Families' first rallies took place across the country yesterday, protesting the president's cuts to programs like Medicaid in New York City.
The Medicaid cuts, that's basically killing our people, our seniors, our children, everybody who really needs the Medicaid.
CBS News meteorologist Andrew Kozak says over a third of the country is feeling the heat.
From the Canadian border all the way down to the Gulf Coast, we have triple-digit temperatures and heat index numbers. That's the feels-like temperatures from 102 for areas like Birmingham, Nashville 102. It's the Carolinas, though, that it's going to be relentless, not just for the rest of the weekend, but in the week ahead.
And they remind us those soaring temperatures can also be very dangerous. They say if you have to be outside, make sure you stay hydrated. And a big reminder to never leave young children or pets in an unattended car, as it can become lethal in just minutes. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keep coming back? Tremfya, guselkumab, may help, with rapid remission achieved at 12 weeks and lasting clinical remission at 1 year. Some even saw visible improvement of their intestinal lining at 12 weeks and 1 year. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active Crohn's disease and adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Healing is possible with Tremfya. Approximately 3 out of 10 patients were in endoscopic remission at 1 year, based on areas visualized on colonoscopy, which may not represent the deeper bowel layer or entire GI tract. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
The Tour de France just wrapped up.
21 stages over 3 weeks and 2,074 miles ridden up mountains and through French towns. The winner was 26-year-old Slovenian Tadej Pogacar, but that was no surprise for racing fans since he's won the race 3 times previously. This year, a rivalry took center stage between Pogacar and Danish racer Jonas Vingegaard, who won the Tour twice. The riders don't have too much downtime. Their season starts again in August for the Clásica de San Sebastián in Spain. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
Oasis honored the late Ozzy Osbourne at their Friday night show at London's Wembley Stadium. Liam and Noel Gallagher paid an emotional tribute to the Prince of Darkness.
I want to dedicate this one to Ozzy Osbourne, rock and roll star.
With a giant photo of Ozzy on the big screen behind him, Liam dedicated a song to the Black Sabbath legend, who died this past week following a long battle with Parkinson's disease. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight. The low within a few degrees of 70, a slight storm chance. For tomorrow, some early fog, then it'll be hot and humid. A high right around 90 degrees, the heat index approaching 100. Right now it's 73.
WRJN. Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Radio Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
sea, somewhere waiting for me. My lover stands on golden sands and watches the ship that goes sailing somewhere.
Lay across my big breast bed. stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
We're Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans and their families. Please visit WISVets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovell with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
This morning, you were on my mind, and you were on my mind. I got troubles, oh, I got worries, oh, I got wounds to bind. So I went to the corner just to ease my pain. You.
Timeless Hits, WRJN.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one. Cause one is the loneliest number that you'll ever do.
just no good anymore since you went away. Now I spend my time just making rhymes of yesterday.
Rainy day feeling again.
soon my tears, they will be falling like rain.
Sunshine, here comes that rainy day feeling again. And I'll be News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. 11 people were stabbed at a Walmart in Traverse City, Michigan. WWTV's Adam Bartlemy was on the scene after the 42-year-old man went on the rampage.
Grand Traverse County Sheriff Michael Shea says,
we have 6 male victims and 5 female victims, ages unknown at this time.
Not much is known about the suspect except that he is from Michigan. Shea did not have anything more specific.
It appears there were random acts. The victims were not predetermined.
An American Airlines plane about to take off from Denver had to be evacuated because of a problem with the plane's landing gear. This man was on board.
We were about to take off from Denver to Miami, and during the speed up, when the plane almost took off, we heard a loud boom, and I said, that's not good.
President Trump's in Scotland this weekend, a trip with 2 big things on the agenda, trade talks and golf. White House correspondent Weijia Zhang is there.
President Trump teed off with his son Eric and the U.S. ambassador to Britain at his luxury golf resort in Turnberry, Scotland.